Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney. And now, Damien Leith.
Hey, welcome along to the potty. Great to have you with us. We all had a long weekend, so we couldn't give a stuff right now about the podcast. Was we're still in... Are you still feel like you're in holiday mode?
Yeah,
too right.
Like, I've got like my Hawaiian shirt on. Yeah. I'm in holiday mode.
I've just got my G-string on.
Yeah, you're
beautiful.
In Borat mode.
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever feel like, because it was daylight savings, so you're still catching up?
Oh, yeah. I'm
yeah,
not
you
liking.
Do. You feel that way, don't
it
you?
It sucks,
you
hey?
You got that lethargic feeling. Yeah, it's just hanging on in there.
But it shouldn't happen like that, because we go forward an hour.
Maybe you lose an hour of sleep.
But do we lose an hour of sleep?
Oh, you lose it.
You do if my,
I went
got
searching
my
all weekend. I couldn't find it. I was like, where did it go?
Yes. Hey, now, you know what, Damien? I've got something. I've got to pick a bone with you because all throughout the show today. So this is old mate Joel Corey and M. Nick. Is that Nick Mitt? So this is a song called Head and Heart. Mate, you are dissing this song so badly. What's the go with you not liking this one?
You know, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I need to find out the lyrics because it's one of those songs where you're like, oh, what is this?
Let's
oh
do
my
it.
God,
because oh my this God. Is the podcast, it really doesn't matter what we do during this. So
you mentioned that you
head
thought
and
this
heart
is
lyrics.
Okay, here we go.
That particular song is a song for coronas.
It says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh no.
No, the this bit's feeling's just begun.
Yeah, this is just, it is just ba 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 da da.
No, he's saying, oh my God.
Yeah, he does. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Google Nest to pop these lyrics in and
oh
see exactly
God,
what
oh
she comes
God.
Up with, because no, it does happen.
No, no, no. That's when he's doing. Play that hook again.
Yeah, yeah.
Play that hook. Just play that hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part. That part. But the verses.
All right. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, can't believe what I've become.
You know what it is for me with this song?
What is it?
It's just an emotion. Look,
it's going to be a hit, and it is a hit. It's catchy, and it gets into your head and all the rest, but there's just so much oh my gods in there. Oh my God.
No, it's all, it is going.
Google.
And you think he's doing oh my God.
Give us the lyrics for that song, for goodness sake.
Ba 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 dum ba ba dum ba ba dum ba 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 dum ba ba dum ba ba da dum. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying about that bit. Dum ba bum bum da ba ba bum. Oh my God!
Sorry, that was like a dog's breakfast as well. That intro wasn't.
Yeah, and enjoy the podcast.
Now, something that's not so good at the moment.
What?
Is our 3-year-old daughter, Arwen, the youngest, her love of dummies. She's addicted.
Addicted to dummies?
She carries them everywhere. And she whinges and whines if she can't find them.
Of course she's addicted to dummies. Have you seen a mother and father?
that's just rude.
I know. But over the weekend, we thought we better start laying the groundwork because we need to get rid of this dummy. She's 3.5. So we're like, right, Christmas time. Yeah. We'll tell her that the baby reindeers are going to get her dummy and she has to put all the baby reindeers under the tree.
Baby reindeers?
Yeah, and then Santa will come and take them and then the baby reindeers will get them.
Nice
so we
technique.
Started ramping it up over the weekend, just laying the groundwork for Christmas time, and my husband was getting into it. He's like, Arwen, you're going to give your dummy to the baby reindeer. And she looked at him and her eyes lit up and she went, I'm getting a baby reindeer.
Oh,
and then my husband looked at me with fear in his eyes and I'm like, you've got 11 weeks. 11 weeks to talk her around and so she doesn't think she's getting a baby reindeer for Christmas.
Jeez.
I've got a feeling. Yeah. I've got a feeling I know what is going to happen Christmas morning and I know what she's going to get.
What?
Her dummy's back because she was spit the dummy because there's no baby reindeer after the three.
Yeah, do right.
And then we winch and I'm like, have them all back. Have them all. I'll even get you some new ones.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You love the Wollongong Master difference.
Hey, you guys are modern people, okay?
We've
just done the whole selfie thing. Technology has taken us to a whole other dimension, hasn't it?
And
we all have devices. Siri tells us stuff. Google tells us stuff. Google Nest. We play our game every day. I have an Alexa at home.
Okay? Yeah.
And Alexa is the Amazon equivalent to all those
things.
To the
Google, yep.
And it's good.
Yeah, we got an Alexa too.
Yeah, well,
I think a lot of radio people did.
You should check it out because I discovered something about all three of us. From Alexa.
Really?
Over the weekend.
What did she have to say?
Well, I reckon let's have a listen, because I asked Alexa a question, and this is how it all played out. Check this out.
No.
Alexa, smell checker.
This is the smell checker skill. Tell me someone's name and I'll tell you if they smell.
Oh. Jade.
Jade smells so good. I wish I had a nose to smell them.
Oh. Damien Lee.
I wonder what Damien uses to smell so good.
Strainy.
Strain smells bad. I'm glad I don't have a nose.
She's glad she doesn't have a nose.
That's a brutal take.
Wow.
I tried it a couple of times because I did have to check. I wanted to see if it was randomized. Mm-hmm. Now, see that last one, Strainy. I hate to tell you, but she was adamant on it.
She was sticking to you as being stinky.
No, good work. You're a dickhead.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Strainy. And now, Damien Leith.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Actually, I'm starting to settle in. I really am. Caught up with friends, went to the beach. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
I will tell you this much. In my time in Australia, I've learned that the barbecue is a vital part.
Ah, essential.
It's un-Australian to not have a barbecue. True.
So did you not have one?
Well, I did. I had one up in Scone,
right.
But the drought was up in Scone, so while we were up there, we never got to use it.
And, my bad.
And to be totally honest, it disintegrated. It disintegrated because we let...
Sort of
no,
like
no,
we... You have a cardboard barbecue.
No, we let...
We're just going to have a barbecue.
We let the grease trap sitting in and anyway, nice. Look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bottom line was, as we were moving to here, I said to Eileen, we're going to get a new barbecue. And lo and behold, on Friday, it arrived.
Just in time for the long weekend.
I used frequent flyer points, actually.
Oh,
to get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Qantas.
Not using it for anyone else.
I went hell for leather.
Good on you. So you got a new barbie.
New barbecue
splashed
arrived.
Out. Did you get like a big 6-burner and something like that?
It was big, yeah. It's a 2-burner Weber, all right? A 2-burner Weber.
So I asked, did you get a real big one? Because he said we splashed out and got a big one.
Weber's a tiny.
No, burner. This is a good size.
Okay, have you opened it yet?
2-burner.
It's a 2-burner Weber, but it's a really good burner. When it burns, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, I turned around to the whole family because we still had boxes all over the house and all the rest, and the in-laws were helping out, and I said, okay, guys, you know what? Rest up. Take a break. Tonight, we're eating sausages. Yeah.
I'm cooking a barbie.
You heard me. Sausages are on the way. So I got my father-in-law, the two of us, we went out the front of the house, we opened up the box, we start dismantling things, taking out all the parts. These things come in a lot of parts. We start putting it together, put the wheels, then the base, and then the burner part and all the rest, and oh, it's all coming together. And then my father-in-law says, I think we've done something wrong.
Oh, no.
Turns out we had. The wheels were on the wrong way. Therefore, you couldn't move the barbecue at all.
No. Can you just take them off and switch
around? No, because the wheels, everything was built around the wheels.
Oh, that was the first step.
Oh, God.
That was the first piece of the Lego creation.
First piece of barbecue has the wheels first.
I don't know, I thought they went on it. It's just
the barbecue.
It is what it is. Anyway, we knew everybody was inside the house and they were fretting. They were thinking the sausages were on their mind.
Waiting for that barbecue smell to waft into the back door.
So we just got straight back in there. We dismantled the whole thing. We started putting it back together properly. Oh, my goodness me. Right into the night. You know, just when it was ready and done. We're a bit tired. We walked into the house. Everybody's in there. They're excited. Oh,
barbecues are coming in. They were like, you're going to bring in a big foil tray full of sausages.
We faced them all and we said, hey, guys, how about fish and chips tonight? All right. Barbecue tomorrow. Tomorrow. We can't face it tonight.
Still, no barbecue for one day.
That's it. We're done.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainy, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
You have something wrong, you have symptoms, and then you do what most people do. Not call the doctor. You type it into Google.
Oh, disaster.
Here are symptoms.
Oh, yes.
What is wrong with me?
Dr. Google.
Disaster.
My mother-in-law, Nikki, we always laugh at the fact that both her and I always self-diagnose each other.
Yeah.
Like every other week, she said, I'm dying, according to Google. But it's true. You put in a symptom because you think, oh, maybe I've got like a bit of a cold or something like that. What is it? And then it's like, COVID or lung cancer, you've got 1 week to live.
So what did you do? Well, you put this into Google, did you?
Also, my most recent one was a big one. I thought I was feeling like tired, frequent urination, all this stuff. And I put into Google, I'm like, oh, that does not look good.
Oh.
Diabetes or cancer.
Oh, gee.
They
oh,
were God. The two things. So I went into Dr. Heff and got the old blood test done and went back in to get the results. Pregnancy.
Right.
No diabetes, no cancer.
still a bit of a shock to the system. And a life sentence.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done the old doctor
Google?
Come
on, everybody has. I mean, you know what? I'm going to do one right now. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm going to type in. All right.
While he's doing it, you can type this into your phone, 42751965. What did Google diagnose you with? Damo's going to do one right now.
Okay, I've just written in feeling abnormal.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Feeling abnormal.
Feeling abnormal.
What do you got?
Now, it's after coming back here. What are the causes? It says that feeling abnormal has impaired sensation. And then it's given me this. This is my list of potential diagnosis. I've got arthritis, a brain tumor, carpal tunnel syndrome, Charcot-Marie tooth disease, whatever that is, chronic kidney failure, delirium, diabetes, head injury, hangover. Oh, okay.
Hangover. Okay, here we go. Okay.
We finally found it.
We found it.
Hangover it is.
Yeah, Illawarra, we want to find out, what has Google diagnosed you with? Because it has happened to everybody.
Jamie from Mount Warrigal, what did Google diagnose you with?
My friend Sabrina and I speak to each other pretty much every day through message, and we, as much as we try and stop, we never can stop Googling what's wrong with us. So at the moment, she is quite unwell. She's had to take to bed for a few days, which is very unlike her. Yeah. She doesn't have COVID, but according to Google, she has bacterial meningitis.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's nasty.
Oh, that's well, that's awful. I mean,
get her out of bed and take her to the hospital.
Yeah, go see a doctor.
Get off the phone, Jamie. Get off the phone. Look after her.
She's seen the radio doctor, but it just looks like she's got a regular old cold, but her husband took a very brave move and told the kids that mummy was bunging it on and she should hop out of bed.
Oh, God. Well, I check his diagnosis. He's about to die.
Yeah.
42751965. What did Google diagnose you with?
All right. Louise, Albion Park, what about you?
I was diagnosed with pregnancy and it was right.
Oh.
Now, were you like Jade? Did you kind of think you had something else?
I don't know. I just wasn't feeling myself, and I just Googled it, and it said early pregnancy. So I took a test, and then it was right.
Wow! Congratulations!
Good on you. Google, it's about time. Hey, Louise, have you had the baby?
Yeah, he's 3 weeks old.
Oh,
congratulations!
Nice work, Louise.
Very
nice.
What did you call him?
Oscar.
Oh, good nice. Night. Well, good get night. Off the phone and start feeding Oscar again. For goodness' sake, surely he's due for a feed now. Hey, Louise.
I'm feeding him now.
Oh, hang on, we don't know about that. Yeah, exactly, holding the bub. Mums do that all the time. Oh, they're great multitaskers.
Okay, in Albion Park, we've got Elizabeth with us. Elizabeth, what did Google diagnose you with?
Google diagnosed me with golfer's elbow.
Golfer's elbow?
Do you play golf, first of all?
No, I don't. Oh. I'm probably the most unfit person.
Oh.
How do you get golfer's elbow?
From a past life, is it? When you were a champion.
Exactly. I must have been doing something, but it was really strange, but it all matched up, and sure enough, I went to the doctor, and I did indeed have golfer's elbow from not playing golf.
What is golfer's elbow, then?
So I was basically just getting a lot of pain in my elbow and it was sort of running down my arm and I was getting lots of pins and needles. Just finding it really hard to pick things up, which I thought was really strange.
Yeah.
And, I did play tennis when I was younger and tennis elbow is a thing that I'd heard of.
Yeah.
And so when I Googled and it came up as golfer's elbow, I'm like, are you getting it wrong, Google? Maybe
you weren't a good tennis player.
Maybe Google's trying to give you a hint.
Google's saying, get out of the tennis court and get out there and have a walk around. You know, there's plenty of great diagnoses from people across our facey as well. Get onto Wave FM 96.5 and have a look at some of the really strange ones too. Plenty of people tagging each other because they want to know.
What have you been diagnosed with? Yeah.
It's a couple of rippers.
I tell you what, I got diagnosed with a baker's cyst one time underneath my leg. I haven't baked a cake in my life. What's going on here, Google?
Thought he said something else and bake a shit.
What? A baker's
cyst. You pop it and then it tastes like cake butter.
Oh, dear God.
That's disgusting.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Straney. And now, Damien Leith.